Blog Talk Radio.
And a very good afternoon to everyone. Thank you so much for taking your time out on this Sunday to join us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria, your fabulous host, news anchor, TV extraordinaire. You can tell I woke up on a very good side of the bed this morning. I'm in such a great mood because I'm excited about today's show. We get to talk arts and crafts, and my girl and co-host Simone is going to be joining me. I see that she's on the line, so we're going to go ahead and click her on and get her in on the conversation. Simone, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I am very, very good, and I'll tell you a few reasons why I'm good. I'm up in Western Maryland in Deep Creek in the mountains. I was here last weekend. It was crazy, crazy cold, and, I mean, it was so much snow, you couldn't even get out your door. Now, this weekend, they've got rain up here in the mountains, and it feels like a little bit of sleet, but more importantly, it's only 36 degrees, so it feels like summertime.
Great. I know how cold it can be up in those mountains, so.
Yes.
A little bit of relief this weekend.
I know. You definitely know. So, Simone, these are really Simone's friends, because Simone is doing some blogging and some work for Nikki and Rini. That's a mother and daughter team from Clear and Simple Stamps who we're going to focus on and talk to today. We're also going to focus on the Craft and Hobby Association. Those guys are having their winter super craft show that's taking place in Anaheim, California, January the 22nd through the 23rd. And the one and only Simone will be out there. Are you excited?
I'm very, very excited. I'm all packed and ready to go. I just have a few more projects I'm working on before I go out. So I am. I'm very, very excited to get back out there.
How long have you been packed?
Only a day, Victoria.
Since last month?
No, just a day. Just trying to get everything together. There's a lot of prep work that goes into preparing for something like this. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to be prepared.
And that's a big show because I haven't had the opportunity to actually go out there and to be in one always because of my work schedule. But, I mean, you're talking like thousands of people that are out there for that period of time participating in that show. It's really big.
It is. It's a huge show. I think California is probably the biggest one. And then they do another one. I think it's in June, and that's going to be in Chicago. So, but the Anaheim show is usually the biggest show.
Now, also, basically, a lot of the things that you will see out there as well as everyone else with those vendors, that's probably going to be a lot of the items that we will get to see in our craft stores this spring, right?
Exactly. They're showing all their new products for spring and summer. If you go to the show in Chicago, you'll see winter and fall type of merchandise, but this one is going to be all spring and summer. So, you'll be seeing those in your stores probably in the next month or two.
Right. I was going to say, generally, it seems like after Valentine's Day rolls around, you kind of start to see things like that trickle inside our favorite craft stores. I do want to mention for those of you that are guests and joining us for the first time on At Home with Victoria, thank you so much for taking your time out on this Sunday afternoon to be with us. And some of you are probably going to be joining us because you do want to support and hear the interview of our wonderful, wonderful mother-daughter team that's going to join us for pretty much most of the show. And they have a great, great website. In fact, Simone, we were talking about that. The website that's up now is fairly new, and it's clearandsimplestampsonline.com. And I'm going to put that website up inside of our chat room. So if you guys are in the chat room, you can also click on and kind of follow along if you want as we talk about the new website. But, Simone, how long have you been working with the ladies over there?
I've been helping them out since November. We met probably in August at Angela's Happy Stamper down in Reston.
And you teach classes there, too.
Yes. So we met there, and we've just been kind of talking back and forth, and I officially joined their design team in November. So I've been working with them ever since.
And I have to say, and of course, you ladies that know me know I'm always biased. So basically, whoever I support, no matter what you do, you're always fabulous to me. But I do have to say, as a television journalist and news anchor, I have had the chance to read some of Simone's blogs and had the opportunity to kind of take a sneak peek at some of the things that she was going to put out there on the site before you guys got to see it. And I have to tell you, and I'm not like, you know, blowing smoke, Simone, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that you do is really, really good, and I like very much how you're able to take the sketches and that sort of color coordination and really play with it with the words and stuff. So I think you do a great job.
Well, thank you very much. It's a lot of fun. And it's like true to my heart because I still love my fashion and I really do love rubber stamping and crafting and paper. So it's a wonderful little blog and it usually comes out about once a week now. So
yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking here on the website, clearandsimplestampsonline.com. And I was laughing because I was looking at Nikki's information, and it says that she started her design career with a Bachelor's of Science degree in Consumer Textile Sciences from Ohio State University. And then in parentheses, she has Go Buckeyes. And that was funny to me because my best friend husband also graduated from Ohio State University. And Simone, he's a huge Buckeye fan, and no matter what time of the year you go to their house, you're, you know, whether it's spring, summer, winter, you always see all this Buckeye stuff. I mean, it's like it's all over the place in the garden, you know, hanging banners, hanging all over the place. So when I saw that Nikki graduated from there, I thought about my best friend. And looking at her information here, she has quite an extensive and impressive resume. It
yes.
says that you've probably seen some of her work in the pages of Women's Wear Daily Magazine, and that's a business fashion publication. And also she served as an editorial assistant as well. Now, what I love about Mom is that Mom is an admirer of French couture, so that sounds so foo-foo. So we'll have to talk with her about that, and says that she loves fashion. And she loves it through the art of retailing displays and all of that stuff. And I guess she received a bachelor art degree in design from Washington State University and says that she minored in fine arts. And, you know, Simone, and I've talked to you about this before, I just think it's so special to have a mother-daughter team to team up together to do something like this. That's awesome.
It is. I think it's really just fabulous because you have that support not only just from doing what you love, but you also have your mom there. So it can't get any better than that.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you. And for those of you that are joining us in the guest room or if you're just out there on the air, the ladies are going to be calling in hopefully in about 2 minutes. I asked them to call in about 10 minutes after the hour because I kind of wanted to talk them up a little bit first before they actually made it here on the air. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to get them on the air. My little computer system was just acting a little crazy there, so I'm going to go back and see if I can get them on the air. I was keeping my fingers crossed because, Simone, you've been here to the mountains before. You know sometimes the reception can be a little bit weird, so.
Right.
Exactly. But in any event, I do want you guys to know again what their website, the website is www.clearandsimplestampsonline.com, and make sure while we're doing the show that you go on there and kind of take a look at all of the good things that they have to offer on their website. And that show that they will be at, and Simone will be there with them again, is the really, really big, giant, super craft show that takes place in Anaheim, California. And that's, is that the 22nd through the 23rd, Simone?
Yes, that's going to be the consumer super show where anybody can come in and take a look at what's going on. And then that following week, we'll be talking to the actual retail buyers. So
okay.
The show
okay.
is open to the public that Friday and Saturday.
Great, great, great. And I also looked at their website, and they're going to have, it looks like a very interesting and cool lineup of some of the celebrity guests that will be there. Also, I know Deborah Norville, who's a television journalist, she will be there. And what's interesting about her that I didn't know, that she loves knitting, and she has a line of knits that's coming out. So I know she'll be there at her booth, so you guys have to go by and support her and say hi to her. And also, there again, I'm a little biased because he's a journalist and a television news anchor, and that's what I do professionally as well. And also, the one and only Carol Duvall will be there. I miss seeing her on television, and I think a lot of people do.
Yes, she has.
I mean, I really, really miss seeing Carol on television, because remember the days when she was always on with her shows, and she was really kind of one of the first that was on, I think, HGTV with her show. Then thereafter, everybody sort of came thereafter her, but I really do miss her being on TV.
Yes, I do, too. She always had great ideas.
Yeah, because she certainly is for sure a craft industry icon, so that would be kind of cool. So if I were going to be out there to the show, the first person I would make a beeline to would be Carol Duvall to take a picture with her, so, and have her sign something for me, because she's awesome.
She is. So I'm looking forward to meeting everyone. I really am. I'm really going to walk that show and just get some great ideas and come back with some great trends for you guys. So I really am looking forward to that. Not only just in the paper and rubber stamping industry, but also just the whole craft industry. So.
Yeah, yeah. And if you guys do have time, and again, you can if you just Google Craft and Hobby Association, the first thing that will come up is this show in Anaheim. So it's not hard to find. But I kind of looked at the website last night, and I said, oh, I was only going to look for a couple of minutes. And I ended up staying on the website for about 30 or 35 minutes just looking. But they've got, you know, they're going to have everything from scrapbooking to paper crafts to fabric to quilting to needle crafts to just general crafts to design. You know, so that really is just like a crafter's dream come true.
Oh, yes.
To be able to be in a place like that.
With everyone there. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
I know, exactly. Well, I do think that we have some of our guests on the line. So this is the 301 number. Hi, this is Victoria. Are you there?
Hi, Victoria. This is Nikki Jackson. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. Nikki, hold on 1 second. We're going to go ahead and try to get your mom on the line. I think this is probably your mom at the 267. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I am very good. I've already told everyone that I woke up in a very, very good mood today because I was so looking forward to, for the first time, having the opportunity to talk to the both of you, because, of course, through Simone, I get to hear all these wonderful things about you, but I've never had the chance to talk to you. So this is such a treat for me, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you. We're excited. Well, we share the same sentiments. We hear tons and tons of fabulous things about you. We've actually gotten a couple chances to listen to the show, so we're thrilled to be here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I was telling Simone before we came on that another reason why I was looking forward to today, because I've been covering all of the relief efforts and things that's been going on in Haiti, and we had a show yesterday and had a tremendous amount of people, thousands of people listened to the show, and you know, we're making donations to the American Red Cross, Y Clef's organization, and UNICEF. And I was talking to Simone before the show, and I said that my heart and my mind was so heavy over that this show today is definitely a switch that I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, relax my brain a little bit from all of that from yesterday.
Right. Yeah, it's very tragic what's going on in Haiti right now. And we, too, have Clear and Simple Stamps, and myself and my mom and our families individually have made donations to some of the relief efforts, and our hearts and prayers.
Oh, great.
Go out to those people that were affected.
Great, that's wonderful. Well, speaking of Clear and Simple Steps, I want to focus a lot of time on the website, because I do remember, ladies, the old website, and of course I keep up with everything that you're doing, so now I have seen the new website. I love it, so talk a little bit about that, the new website, because I think it's really user-friendly. I love the new website.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's fantastic. I think that's the overall look and performance that we're going for with the website. It was a labor of love, but we're very excited with the new look, and it's definitely, we wanted it to be a place that you could come and it's a resource for you. You can find inspiration pieces. Simone actually does a column for us called Style Watch,
mm-hmm.
and basically keeps up with the latest trends and what's going on in fashion and the paper crafting world. And I guess prior to telling you about the website,
mm-hmm.
really you want to get a little bit of information and background about who we are as a company and kind of where we started. So if you don't mind, I'll take you.
Oh, absolutely. No, go right ahead. This hour is for you. Go right ahead.
All right, great. So a little bit of our journey. Both myself and my mother, Clear and Simple Stamps is a mother-daughter-owned company, and we both have a fashion background, and that wasn't on purpose. I think, you know, our paths kind of just met up that way, that I followed in her footsteps. But we're both designers by trade, and I had originally gotten my start working for Women's Wear Daily magazine out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing photo shoots and different things there, I was really trying to find something that I was passionate about and that could really take me, you know, to the next level in my career.
Sure.
And in doing that, you know, a hobby and a pastime was stamping. You know, it was creative, it was fun, it was an outlet, it was a way to socialize and, you know, stay in touch with friends and family. And after, you know, a little while of doing it, we wanted to do something that was more sustainable. So if we could create some of the fashions in stamping, you know, anybody could use them and anyone could, you know, design and do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to be a designer to be able to do kind of some of the fun stuff that we did. But with the fashion and things like that, that's what really motivates us. You know, we like the fabrics, we like texture, we like keeping up with color stories and things that are going on in the fashion world, which is what caught our eye when working with Simone, because that was kind of the transition and the segue for us, is that we really wanted to not only focus on stamping, but show you that there's so much inspiration out there, whether it's an interior design, it's, you know, art, canvas work, if it's, you know, sewing that you love to do, quilting. There's so many different things that you can get inspiration from, and that's kind of what we focus the articles on that come out of the Style Watch.
And well, so you know, I definitely think that, you know, if, you know, that you did achieve that, because just, you know, just hearing you explain it and me having the opportunity to spend some time on the site, you certainly did achieve that.
Excellent. We're definitely glad to hear that.
Mom, were you about to say something?
I'm here. And, yes, when we worked on revamped the website and we were trying to make it interactive, and because in the, when I started with the stamping community, it was all about sharing, and that's what we wanted to bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's definitely true. A lot of it you'll notice on the blog, we'll do a lot of free templates. Every first of the month we release a stamp of the month, and we have a template designer. Her name is Sue Berger. She's out of Illinois, and she designs all of our templates, and we work together to bring those out, but we really wanted it to be a forum that we could just share these ideas. You know, when we first started, people would show us how to do stuff, and, you know, come on over, you know, they'll share their supplies and things like that, and, you know, a lot of times it's great that you can get commercial and you can do things like that, but what really makes, you know, stamping and scrapbooking, it's all about sharing the memories and sharing the time and bonding, and in a society where you don't, you know, quality time is what you look forward to, so.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, you're right. And I didn't, I personally didn't really get into scrapbooking, I want to say, until late in life. And literally, it was probably, I've always loved arts and crafts, but I didn't get into scrapbooking probably until about 2.5 years ago. I was working at WMAR, a television station in Baltimore, and one of our studio techs, his wife was heavily into scrapbooking. And I had really wanted, you know, to kind of do something to sort of fun and take my time off of work. And so I knew her, so she invited me to one of her little scrapbooking parties that she would have like once or twice a week. And I went, and she just said, all you've got to do is just bring some pictures and I'll, you know, I'll give you everything else. So, and needless to say, that day I was hooked. And I also just like the idea of being in the presence of other women that were positive and that, you know, you get to put your pictures down and you get to talk about it and talk about this and talk about when, you know, someone took the kids to Disney World for the first time. So, you know, that whole process of having the ability to sit and share, and not only to share, but it'd be something positive, I just completely got hooked on it.
Absolutely. It's very addicting. But it's good. You know, you want to be part of, you know, those positive atmospheres.
Yeah, because there's so many crazy things that go on in the world today. I always say on my Facebook page in my little box that life is tough enough itself, so anytime you can find something that makes you happy or positive, then you definitely should go forward and do it.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about you guys going out to California. So you've got to be super, super excited, but probably a little nervous at the same time since it's going to be your first show there.
Yeah, you know, we're very thrilled. CHA has been, and that's Craft and Hobby. I'm not sure the variety of audience that you have, but the Craft and Hobby Association, they have been extremely supportive of Clarence Civil Stamps joining the show this year. And We're hoping the weather holds up. We hear it's supposed to be some pretty good rainstorms that are coming through California. But overall, we've been really positive. We've gotten positive feedback. Got a lot of fun things to share. We're doing 6 make and takes while we're at the Super Show. So.
And what's that? Explain to people who don't know what that is.
A make and take is booths usually tend to let you sample their products. So it's usually a quick project you can do within maybe 5-10 minutes tops. And you get to sample their product, and it's the same project for whatever amount of time that they have. And they supply
mm-hmm.
everything for you. And they do kind of a step-by-step instruction, and then you leave with the finish, whether it's a card or some kind of altered project or a mini scrapbook page or something that you've made from their booth with their products.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, I just want to take 1 second, ladies, to kind of welcome. We do have a few people that are joining us inside the chat room. I always like to give a shout-out and just to thank you for, you know, taking your time out to spend some time with us. Kim Howard is joining us in the chat room, and Kim also says that this is her first time listening on Blog Talk Radio. So, Kim, it can definitely be very addictive to listen, especially if you find different shows and hosts that you like to listen to. So hopefully this will not be your last time. So Kim Howard, thank you so much for joining us. It's funny, Kim said that she had to plug in her earphones as she's got 2 little ones that's running around the house creating a little havoc right now. So good luck to you on that, Kim. And also Tubby Teen is visiting us again. And Tubby Teen actually came through the show yesterday when we did the special on Haiti, and I don't know if I got a chance to thank you for that. So, Tubby Teen, thanks so much for coming back with us today and being a part of the craft show. We do appreciate that. And then we've got 3 guests joining us, and I don't know what the guest names are, but I do want to take the time to also thank our guests that's joining us in the chat room. And again, for all of those out there that are listening to At Home with Victoria, today we're talking about talking with a mother and daughter team from Clear and Simple Stamps, and they've got a new website. But most importantly, we're trying to push the fact that they're going to be out there in Anaheim, California, for that Crab and Hobby Association big winter event that those guys give every single year. So make sure when you're out there that you look for them and at least go by their booth and say hi to Simone and Nikki. And Mom, how do I pronounce your name? I don't want to say it wrong, so you tell me. How do I say that?
Oh, she might be on mute. It's Rini.
Rini, okay. And also, so say hi to Nikki, Rini, and Simone that will be out there. Now, Kim did come back and tell me that she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she says the 10-year-old is at a friend's house. So, yeah, Kim Howard, you've got your hands full, but... anyway, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show today. And Simone, we really didn't forget about you. It's been 20 minutes into the show and you haven't said a word, so I'll let you talk now.
Well, basically, we're just really excited to get out there at CHA. I want to also tell everyone that the booth number is 659. So if you are going to attend the show, please stop by booth 659 and you'll meet everyone from Clear and Simple Stamps. So. Like I said, we are really excited to go out there this weekend.
Now, also, if either one of you could talk about the work, because Simone and I were talking about this before, just the amount of work that goes involved in when you've got to prepare for a show like this.
And you want that within this hour?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Before we do, I do want to point out Kim is one of our designers, and she'll also be with us out in California. So hello,
great.
Kim. Glad you could join us. Wow. I think Simone and I probably talk probably 10 times a day. And it's just and Rini and I talk. I mean, it's constant. And it's not so much that there's a lot of things to do. It's just a lot of little details and
work out.
So being so far away, that presents, you know, some other issues and some things that you need to get into. And really
sure.
For us, a lot of discovery because we hadn't done the show before. So it was talking
mm-hmm.
to other stamp companies that have gone and other vendors that have been there just to get their experience and kind of gauge some expectations. So
mm-hmm.
It's been fun. It's been a little challenging, but I definitely think it's an experience that, you know, companies should take the leap of faith and go for.
To go ahead and do, yeah. I definitely agree with you on that. I was looking at your website, and I wanted you to mention, to talk about the stamp of the month.
Okay. the stamps of the month, actually for this month, it's our monogram stamp set, which is really, really big. It's great for whenever you're doing gifts or anything like that. Nice way to do thank you cards for folks, especially after the holidays. But what we do every month is a stamp set that we release, and our designers get together and they design different inspiration pieces for you. And we actually package the stamp of the month with what we call our Copic bundles. And Copic markers are pretty much a staple for most stampers as far as a coloring medium for when they do their artwork or their projects. And we bundle the stamp of the month with the Copics for $26. Normally each go for $15. So you get to save $4 off the package if you do the stamp of the month. And in addition to the stamp of the month, we also put out a template that works with that stamp set. So it kind of all coordinates together and gives you a chance to really build a project and something that, you know, you normally may not do on your own or on a regular basis, but it's something that when you invest the time and the money and the energy, you have a finished product at the end of it.
Right, right. That sounds good. Simone, also, I talked a little bit about your particular feature that you do, the Style Watch. Why don't you say a little bit about that yourself?
Well, the Style Watch is something that I guess me and Nikki came up with, and basically what it is, it's like a little blog, and I talk about fashion as it relates to rubber stamping and paper crafting. So I kind of pull some images from everywhere that kind of correlates back to maybe the stamp of the month, and maybe a color theme, and just giving people some fresh ideas on how to create a unique card or project.
Right, so right, or project, right. Now, also, another question that I had, because I got a couple of emails. There were two friends of mine who weren't going to be able to join us for today's show, and one of the questions that they had, Nikki, was that do you have a newsletter, and if so, are people able to kind of sign up on your website to follow what you're doing?
Yes, actually we do. We do have a newsletter, and the best way, if you go into, it's actually under the Style Watch tab, and there's right on the sidebar of the Style Watch page is you could sign up for the newsletter directly on the website.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. So if you guys just go on to www.clearandsimplestampsonline.com, and it's 1, 2, 3, about the fourth tab over from the top. It says Style Watch, and as soon as you hit that, you'll see the little thing that will come up that will say newsletter. And how often do you guys produce that newsletter? Is it once a week or once a month?
We do our Stamp of the Month newsletter, and then our Style Watch comes out weekly.
Okay, okay. Now, any other sort of big projects or things that you guys are looking ahead to after the Anaheim show is over that you've got coming up for the spring or summer that we can kind of get a sneak peek of?
For the most part, we're really trying to get more into the stores locally, so we'd like to do, you know, more kind of... we've done some events. There's a great wholesaler that we work with that has a store out in Reston, Angela's Happy Stamper, and we did a huge event with her as an anniversary, and that's actually where we met Simone when she was teaching there. So we want to do a lot more getting out and meeting kind of our customers in their element and in their stores. So, as you know, after CHA, as we build some of these relationships, we'd like to get out and about a little bit more.
Sure. Sure, meet people. And talk about the store and talk about the process of how, for example, if I'm interested in buying anything from you, are they in the stores? Can I get it online? How does that work?
Both. Everything's available online. If you go to the website, actually right before you get to the Style Watch tab, there's a store link, and it'll take you to our web store. And you can purchase everything that would be in a store, you can purchase online. We do free shipping after $60. And
that's
you
great.
Can, and as you find your local scrapbooking store that would be interested in carrying clearance sample stamps, they can contact us, and we can go through kind of the wholesale process and see if that would be a good fit for their store.
That's wonderful. That's great. And again, for those of you that are just joining us on At Home with Victoria, today we are talking arts and crafts, but specifically we're taking this hour to focus on our mother-daughter team that will be out in Anaheim, California, at that very, very large Craft and Hobby Association Super Show that they have out there. That's January the 22nd through the 23rd. Simone, what's the booth number again? I just want to write that down, and then later when the show is over, I want to put that on the website so everyone will be able to know that.
Okay, it's booth number 659.
659. Now I'm also looking at the Crafts and Hobby Association, looking at their website, and if you guys really are interested, they already have a floor plan. So, you know, it would be great if you can kind of maybe take a look at their floor plan for our listeners before you get out there. Maybe you got to, I don't know, Xerox it and just kind of do some pre-work and figure out where that booth is located. So I just noticed that they have that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually a great tool. You can kind of plan your day because there's a lot to see and you want to make sure you get a chance to stop by and visit with us. So.
Well, I think for the mere fact also, Nikki, that you guys will be giving stuff away, working on projects, and people get to take stuff. I don't think you'll have a problem with people coming by that booth.
Well, you know how
we love free stuff.
Absolutely, that is a great thing. We've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of great partners in doing something like this, and we're really blessed. We're working with Susanna Boyd of Papercraft Planet. We'll be hosting a make and take with us. We've been working with American Craft, and they're going to be supplying all of the designer papers that they'll be working with at the make and take. ScorePal has been a great partner. They'll be doing a lot of projects using the ScorePal tool, which is a great scoring tool when you're doing folds and different 3D projects. We've got Glue Arts, who's supplying all of our adhesives.
Oh, great.
Prima's given us some flowers and some embellishments. So it's been a really warm, welcoming community that's rallied behind Clear and Simple Stamps, and we're really excited to bring all these things together.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I didn't know that that you got that amount of support behind the scenes to help you put that stuff together. That's great.
Yeah, it's been excellent. And it's kind of interesting, you know, a lot of times I think competition is healthy and it's good for the environment and you know, so many times people are so guarded about, you know, who should I call and contact, and really the best thing for us is really just putting ourselves out there, letting people know we were new, we were interested in finding out more about this industry, and they open their doors up to you and they talk to you and they just, you know, it's a very warm and welcoming community, and that's been wonderful.
Yeah, that is wonderful because, like you said before, all too often, a lot of communities that you're trying to get into, they're not so open and welcoming. So for you to have that experience, I think that's awesome. That's really, really great. And speaking of experiences, Kim and Tubby inside the chat room, they're talking about being pregnant. Wait, you guys have to clear this conversation up. Tubby, are you having a baby right now, or Kim, are you having a baby? And if you guys are online and you're in the chat room, you can see what I'm talking about. I can't figure out which one is expecting. Let's see, Kim says, are you expecting? So I'm going to keep my eye on this chat room and see what we're talking about with babies. That is too funny. That's great. I definitely am the most exciting job. Oh, okay, no, I think what it is, they were, Kim and Tubby were talking about their kids and talking about how they love being parents and love being moms, and it's the best job in the world. And I think Kim says something about, that's great, it's definitely the most exciting job. And then Tubby says, oh, I love being pregnant. So I just wanted to clear that up. It's just funny that we were talking about stamping, and then I look up and see people talking about being pregnant and loving babies. So that's funny. Oh, Kim clarified. She goes, no, I'm done having babies. Okay, Kim, darling, thanks for clarifying that point for us. But anyway, getting back to why we're here, to talk with our friends from Clear and Simple Stamps online.com. They've got a great website. So, again, I hope you guys do go to the website. And, again, I was just always excited when Simone kind of started to introduce me to you guys, and I'm always excited for anyone who's trying to do something for the first time. And, you know, just to be able to be out there and be excited about it. And that just makes me happy. Now, Simone, is this your second time, or is it your first time going out to California to that show?
This is my first time going to California, but I did do another show in Chicago, and that was with EK Success. So I have been to CHA I kind of know the ins and outs and what you can expect. So I was really trying to help Clear and Simple Stamps kind of understand the setup and the way it works out there. So it may be a little bit different out in California. This is a bigger show. But I think we'll have a good time out there. I think we'll have a lot of business. It's going to be extremely busy out there, just meeting new people. I know that the general public is really excited to go to those shows and see what's new. And so I'm looking forward to the show.
Well, I know you have been, because that is really all that you have been talking about. Nikki, I wanted to ask you this, looking at your bio and your background. What was it like for you to have that opportunity to work at that magazine? What's life like there for you?
Oh, it was fantastic. I still keep in touch with my editors. My main editor, she's no longer with Women's Wear Daily. She actually has her own store. It's A Plus R, which is absolutely fantastic. Love her to death. But it was probably one of the best experiences. It's one of those things that when you work and you don't realize it's a job,
mm-hmm.
and you're spending extra hours and extra time, and you're coming in early and you're doing all these other things. It really was a passion that I had, writing and fashion are one of my two first loves. So it was great to do them at the same time.
That's wonderful. Now, what kind of advice would you give to younger people that are, and Simone, you can also answer this after Nikki is done, what kind of advice would you give to younger people that are thinking about trying to enter that type of field? Because television, I know, is very, very difficult to get into, and you really do have to make a commitment, because you're going to have a lot of ups and downs. So is it pretty much the same thing for that field for younger people to want to get into?
Absolutely. My biggest thing is just be committed to it. Be committed to what you're doing. Be confident about what you're doing. There's a lot of sharp people out there, a lot, and you really have to be on your A game all the time. I mean, there's not, there's no real opportunity for error. So just really stay committed to what you're doing. Be well researched. Try to make yourself stand out. And you're gonna get no's, but just be persistent.
Right. And Simone, your thoughts on that?
The same. I think you just have to really follow the path that you really want to lead. Be confident in yourself and, follow your dreams. If that's what you want to do, you can do it. It's just being persistent and making sure that you do research on your companies before you go into a company to maybe internship or work for. And I think internships are great if you can get one. So,
yeah, you're right. I definitely agree with that. That makes me think about my first internship. I was very fortunate to work with Ted Koppel at ABC News, so I really hit the jackpot with that. But I got a lot of experience on that first internship. Is Mom still on the phone with us? I feel like we've been ignoring her, and I don't like to ignore people.
Oh, that's quite all right. Yes, I'm still here.
Well, any advice, and certainly you're a season, so any advice that you would have for young people that are interested in sort of getting into that field or even thinking about starting a business like you guys did?
It's just that you have to just step out on faith,
mm-hmm.
And be persistent and don't give up. All those good values that you were taught as a younger person from your parents, just follow those steps and you'll get there. And don't give up.
It must be exciting for you to be able to work together with your daughter. I think for a lot of mother and daughters, that's sort of like a dream come true, to be able to actually work together and have that close bond and relationship. That's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. You, other than just, being related, you learn a lot about it, more about each other. You
mm-hmm.
become friends. I think that's where you probably get your best friends.
Right.
That's pretty funny.
Exactly.
I joke with Simone.
It's been wonderful. You argue a little bit, but you come back to reality.
That's what I said when it's a good day and we're getting along, she's Mom. I said, when, she doesn't really like my ideas, she's Reenie.
She's Reenie. That's cute. I like that. So that you're able to make that distinction between Rini and Mom. I like that. That's good. Well, I'm pretty sure most of the time it's Mom. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, and again, I'm just really excited for both of you and that you've started this business together, and it's turning out just to be very, very successful. And again, I really, really do like the new website. And also, speaking of the new website, either one of you may want to talk a little bit about social networking. And I'm sure you're on Facebook and Twitter and all these other good things that's out there. So you can speak to that.
Okay, yep, we are. We have joined the social network world. We do Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow the blog with the RSS feeds. And it's been, we definitely would love to have more followers and more fans. We keep you up to date on what's going on with us. I do know that while we're at CHA, Simone and I will be updating kind of, you know, hot new trends we're finding, you know, some fun announcements that might be made and just different things like that that we can keep you up to date on. That's the great thing about the social networks. It's not pretentious. You can kind of really just say your thoughts and get things out there quickly. You know, word travels fast.
So with the so with that updating, are you talking about that's mainly going to be on Twitter and Facebook?
And there'll be some like on the blogs and things like that. We do different projects.
Okay.
And currently,
now,
right now, we're
doing. What is your how can folks find you on Twitter?
It's clear and simple. If they just put in, it's just or actually it's clear stamp.
Clear stamps, okay. I'm going to try to work on that while we're having this conversation. I can put it in the chat room. Then I'll put it on the page when the show is over. So just clear and simple, and that's where you can find you on Twitter.
Yes.
And then Facebook is just your regular clear and simple stamps?
Yes.
Okay. Clear and simple stamps. Great. So if you're out there and you are a part of the whole social networking thing that's going on, you know, again, as Nikki said, they are on Facebook, so find them on Facebook and become a friend, as well as on Twitter. And then also you can subscribe to those RSS feeds, which basically anytime, you know, they've got any information or write something, then you'll be able, it will come to you directly, which is a really good way to constantly get information. And also, for those of you that are joining us, again, we're talking about the large craft show that will be coming up January the 22nd through the 23rd. Clear and Simple Stamps, that's who we're talking to today. They are a mother-daughter team that have joined forces and got some cool stuff out there. So if you want to order anything, you can go to their website. They've got a store on there. And as well, they'll be at the show, and their booth is 659. So if you're there, make sure throughout your 2 days there that you map out a little time and go over there and say hi to all three of the ladies, and just let them know that they're doing a super job, because I know it's going to be crazy. I was just looking at some of the vendors that will be there at the show on the Craft and Hobby Association website, and I kid you not, it's probably, it looks like it's at least 500 people that I'm looking at from, and they start with A and go all the way down to Z, and it's a lot of people, so I'm just excited that you ladies are going to be out there and to be able to be a part of something like this. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's very, very awesome. So I'm hoping that when it's over, I know Simone has no choice. She has to come back and report to us.
I have my work cut out for me.
Yeah, she doesn't have a choice in the matter. She has to come back because she's my co-host on the craft show. So she must come back and tell all of us about the all the spring stuff that we're going to be able to find. But certainly, if you guys ever want to come back and you want to talk about anything that you've got going on, please do. And I don't know if Simone let you know, but my show is on Apple iTunes, and you can download it as a free podcast, and I get hundreds of people to download the show. So I'm hoping that will make you happy, because I have no doubt that a lot of people will download your show today and keep it on their computer and on their iPod and get to listen to you.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, and also you would be able, as most people do when they come on my show, you can sort of copy and paste the link of a show and put it on your website as well, just for kind of news and information. But we're going to let the two of you go. Simone and I still have a few things to talk about. But before I let you go, is there any other thing that you wanted to talk about that you didn't really get a chance to? Because I don't want to have you leave and not say everything that you wanted to speak about.
There's just two quick things. One that you'll notice on our blog, we do have a new area, or not the blog, I'm sorry, on the website in the store,
mm-hmm.
is called Simple Notions. And we've just released quite a bit of product. It's hybrid inks, double-faced satin ribbons, cardstock, matching buttons, all of our papers, inks, buttons, markers, they all color coordinate. So that's some great new products that we have out. And lastly, I definitely want to thank our design team members. They are really the heart and soul behind what we do at Clear and Simple Stamps. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. So I just want to say a quick thank you to Kim Howard, Simone Percival, Sarah Martina. I think you might have had Sarah on before, too.
I did. Yeah, I remember Sarah. Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. Sue Berker, who does design our templates, Jen Tapler, Lori Teckler, Beth Mattson. Gosh, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Simone, please let me know.
You got them all.
And let me ask you this before you go. How was it that you came about to find this great design team that you have of ladies working with you?
The design team, it's actually, when we very, very first started, we had done, Robin Weatherstone. How could I forget you, Robin?
Oh, Robin.
We did kind of a open call, and we had designers, they would submit things, and we would look at them. And then over time, it got to the point where we would see customers that were doing, you know, great work, that were uploading things, or we might have worked with them on other projects and just asked if they'd be interested in doing some things. So it's a lot of relationship building and just getting to know, understand their style. And for us, we wanted folks that had a different look and feel. We didn't want everybody to be the same cookie cutter. We wanted all levels of talent to be able to participate. And we do try to add new designers in as time goes on so that it allows us an opportunity to stay fresh and give a fresh face to the company. So that's really how that came about. And just like right now, we're doing an Embellish Magazine challenge with them.
Simone, I guess it was last month, or I don't know, a couple of months ago, but we had Embellish Magazine on, and they came on the show, and it was a very, very good show. It had a lot of support and turnout for them, and in fact, of all of my shows that I have done so far, Embellish Magazine, and I think I did mention this to her, she received the second largest amount of downloads on Blog Talk Radio of my shows, and I think it was something like 275 people downloaded that show. So yeah, they were on and really did a good job and had a lot of good information out there for people. So yeah, that's that. They're doing some good things at that magazine as well.
They are. Ashley's a lot of fun to work with. So it's been great.
Yeah, Ashley. I couldn't think of her. It's like I interview so many people. I couldn't think of her name off the top. But you're right. It's Ashley. So a big shout out to Ashley and Embellish Magazine. So, but in any event, ladies, thank you so much for being here with us. And I hope that this is going to help you guys out there at the show, and if it doesn't, I enjoyed it anyway, and I'm sure our guests out there that were listening to the show enjoyed it. And again, I just want to say it for the 10th or 15th time, don't forget, it's Clear and Simple Stamps. Their website is clearandsimplestampsonline.org. The show is January the 22nd through the 23rd, and their booth number is 659. And you guys are going to be there for those full 2 days, right?
We will. We'll actually be there for the Super Show and the Trade Show, and it's clearandsimplestamps.com.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm sorry about that. And I will put that information on my website, so if you're out there and you don't have something to run and write it down with, all you've got to do is refer back to my website, and I will have that on there. And again, ladies, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to working with you on any projects in the future. And I guess the next step is I've got to get my photographer and get a camera over there now and visually get you on TV and do a story on you that way. So hopefully you'll invite me in with the camera crew.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Victoria.
Thank you, ladies.
Right.
Simone, you don't go anywhere. You have to stay.
I have to stay.
You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, and thank you so much for joining us. I really, really do appreciate it. And I'm sure Simone appreciates it as well.
Absolutely.
And Simone, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't get to go anywhere. You have to stay for the full hour.
Okay, no problem.
So don't try to hang up the phone and say there was a bad connection or something.
No.
I think they really, really gave a lot of good information. So I'm just happy because I know you really like working with them a lot. So I think it's going to be a really good turnout for you guys.
Yeah, they very, very sweet people to work with. And, you know, that makes it so much nicer when you can kind of click. And we have a lot of things in common. Our backgrounds are like almost identical, which is very hard to find. But that's why I really like working with the company. It's always has that little touch of fashion in there. So
And anyone that knows you knows that fashion is very much a part of your life, and that's kind of your thing, and that's what you like to do.
Yes.
As well. So I know you've basically been spending a lot of time working on this that's coming up, the show. But talk a little bit about your blog, because I feel like we never really talk a lot about that, and how do you come up with the ideas?
For my personal blog or for the Style Watch?
Well, we'll do both, so you go ahead and pick one first.
Okay, so Style Watch, basically I just look for what's going on in fashion. Looking at Pantone, you know, we did talk about the color turquoise, so I kind of played on that, and I'm also going to look for that at the CHA and see how much turquoise I can find. So I'm going to report back on that and let you know if it tied in or not. So basically I just come up with a theme for each month. Like for February to be, you know, Valentine's Day and love and romance. So that would be a whole new blog for that month. And then I come up with the pictures and some inspirational pieces that relates back to the article.
Right.
For my own personal blog, I kind of play with a lot of different things. I like the architecture and interior design, and I try to put some of that up there, as well as my sketches from fashion design. I'm still trying to really kind of perfect those, and so I do have some of my drawings up there right now. But lately I've just been focusing on CHA and the projects that we'll be working on out there. So I've been really, really busy this past month or two.
Yeah, I know you have. Actually, it seems like it's been more that you've been really busy the past 2 months since I kind of get to talk with you and keep up with what you're going on. But you mentioned Valentine's Day, and I did not want us to leave the show today without mentioning another person that you sent our way that we're going to do a show on talking about Valentine's. And that show is actually January the 31st at 4 o'clock, and it's called Sweets for Your Sweetie on Valentine's Day, and Cakes a Bake. So we're going to be interviewing those folks, and they are friends of yours as well. And Simone, I think it was for Christmas or something, you sent me something from the bakery that I didn't know anything about, and I got it in the melts and pretzels, and there was chocolate over them, and they were so yummy.
Yes, they were very good. She sent me a little box, and I said, I need to send something to the co-host. I said, I think she would like some chocolate, because I know that.
Oh, yeah. They were very, very, very good. It's one of those things where I have to sort of force myself not to keep opening the can up and eating them. That's how good they were.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to speaking with Cakes a Bake, and it's her name is Autumn Miller, and she's out of New Jersey, and she just started her little company. So
now she also, if you want to get a heads up on that, she also is on Facebook, because you sent me a suggestion to be her friend on Facebook, so she's on there as well.
Yes, she is.
And it's called Cakes of Bake, again, if for those of you that are out there listening. Well, Simone, we've got about 6 more minutes. I think I want to spend the rest of the 6 minutes just to kind of take the time and to give out those telephone numbers again from yesterday's show that we did on Haiti. We did a special show on relief and trying to get folks to donate money. And, you know, we were only asking Simone for $1, $5, no more than $20, because I know money is tight for a lot of people. So I do want to thank everyone because we had a huge, huge turnout over the air. Thousands of people listened to the show, so that was pretty cool. And we were asking folks to make donations through the American Red Cross, through Wyclef Organization, Yaley, through UNICEF is also, and World Vision. And I was really, Simone, kind of particular and picky about those organizations because you and I both know that when something happens like this, you know, it not only brings out the good in people, but it also brings out the bad in people.
Absolutely.
And you know that there are going to be a lot of people that are out there that are going to try to scam people and get their money. So I really just wanted to focus on those organizations. And even if you don't know who to give to, I know the American Red Cross, on their website, they've got a list of at least about 10 different organizations that are reputable that you can give to. CNN website does a great job. They've got a long list of organizations that you can give to. So those two would be really good if you want to just kind of maybe have 5 to 10 different organizations to pick from to be able to give to in an effort to help. So again, that was the American Red Cross, the UNICEF, Wyclef organization, as well as World Vision. And Simone, we had three people on yesterday. One woman is a staff writer for the Miami Times, and she's from, her mother and father are from Haiti, but she was born here in the U.S. The second lady was an actress, Mildred is her name, and she was she appeared in episodes on Sex and the City, which was pretty cool because when I logged on and I saw her picture, I was like, I know who she is. So it was pretty cool to have someone from Sex and the City on the show. And then we had another young lady, Jude Line, and she just had these stories about her. She still has family there, and some of them didn't make it. So that was really hard to listen to that. But she'll be back on next Saturday with another friend because we were so overloaded with information and with people wanting to be on the show, we had to add a second show. So this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock, we're going to do it again and have the opportunity to speak to those two ladies who actually have, you know, we're talking uncles and cousins and brothers who, you know, died in Tuesday's earthquake. So.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's important. I'm glad that you guys are doing a second show, and I wish you all the support. We will be out in California, so we'll be a little bit tied up, but definitely my prayers go out to everyone in Haiti right now, and all the relief efforts that are being made right now. I pray for those people that they can get to some of the people that are still buried right now. So
yeah, for sure. Well, the next time we will talk to you, I think it will actually be for the Valentine's Day show, but we're going to set up a special time just to talk to you about your experience out there. So you'll get to play reporter and report back. Now, I'm also hoping, and I know you're going to be crazy, crazy busy, but if you can, maybe just like once a day or twice a day or when you get back to the hotel, it would be great if you can kind of post some information on your wall on Facebook. And if you have, and I know you're going to take tons and tons of pictures, so, you know, I know it's going to be hard to get a lot of stuff done while you're working, but if you could just give us a sneak peek and show us something, that would be great.
I will absolutely do that. I look forward to doing that. So,
that's great. And you know what, when you do that, if you send the pictures to me, then I'll put them on our Blog Talk Radio page, and we've got this little box now, it's called Show Notes, where you can actually highlight different things. So if you do, like, you know, if you can send me like 5 or 6 pictures of stuff and write something on it, then I'll put it in that little box, and that would be kind of cool.
Okay, that sounds great. Will do.
Okay. Well, you have your assignment, and we will talk to you when you get back. And be safe in California, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Simone. And again, I want to thank all of you guys out there that took the time to listen to us this Saturday. So thank you so much. And I, again, will be back on the air Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we're going to do another special show on Haiti and trying to raise money for relief efforts there. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria. Have a great Sunday.